You're listening to the Igniting Souls podcast with Cary Oberbrunner, devoted to helping you become a soul on fire.
Hey, it's Cary Oberbrunner. Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast, episode 80 today. How to become a thought leader and certify people on your own content. All right, believe it or not, you can do this. I know you can do this. In fact, about 5 years ago, we began certifying speakers, coaches, and trainers. It all happened with the first book that I did this with, Your Secret Name. And it worked so well. We did it with The Deeper Path and then Day Job to Dream Job, folks. And if you are an author, if you are going to be an author, if you've created some sort of intellectual property, trust me, if you are not certifying people on that content, you are leaving massive amounts of influence, impact, and income on the table. What's up with that? I don't know many people who have ever done a podcast episode like this one before. I'm going to kind of open up the hood, if you will, and show you how we do it, why we do it. Because first of all, you got to understand why you would ever do this. I'll never forget the day I told my dad I was going to certify people on my content and that I was going to have other people that were going to be able to speak, coach, and train on the content I was creating. And my dad's a great guy, but he kind of listened and he said, I don't understand. What are you talking about? Why would you ever put your heart, soul, blood, sweat, and tears into content? Especially, I'm speaking nonfiction today. Yes, this could work for fiction too. I know you guys think I'm nuts. But if you go to elixirprojectbook.com, elixirprojectbook.com, I'm actually showing you this in real time, how to certify or basically how to create product services and a business around a fiction book. Over 300 people are already in that private, free, VIP. What we call it a launch experience over at elixirprojectbook.com. If you are not there, you are missing out. I am your daily mentor there for free for the next 6 months, showing you exactly what I do. But my dad heard about my little desire many years ago to create, you know, basically a team of people. And he said, why would you do that, Cary? Why would you essentially empower other people to speak and get paid on your content and train and coach? And I get it. I totally get it. A lot of us bristle at the thought of that. We think, why would I do that? Well, I think a lot of reasons, first of all, is why you wouldn't do that. And why you wouldn't do that, think about it. Well, you wouldn't do it if you don't want your message to grow. You wouldn't do it if you're scared to trust people. I mean, it's kind of like saying you have a massive bag of seed when you do content creation and thought leadership. You are literally holding a bag of endless seeds, the potential to grow something majorly big. But when you say, I'm the only one who can speak, I'm the only one who can coach, I'm the only one who can train on this content, what you're really doing is you're taking your bag of seed and holding it and saying that I have to be the one that touches every seed as it goes from the bag into the ground. Now, last time I checked, if you're trying to plant crops all over the world and you say that you have to touch every seed before it goes in the ground, I don't know about you, but that seems pretty narrow-minded to me. It seems pretty scarcity-minded. It kind of smells to me a lot like ego, a lot like control, a lot of backwards thinking. I think the opposite would be pretty amazing, which is, hey, I got all these seeds. I want them to go as far, as wide, as deep, as long, as high as possible. And because of that, I'm going to need some help. And as a result, the people who are touching the seed should get compensated. I mean, if you want people to really spread your message, allow them some ownership. Now, I know that's scary for a lot of people. Why? Because it's our message and it's our book and it's no one's going to do it just like us and no one's going to tell the stories with the right inflections. Get over it. Seriously, get over it. Because I'll tell you what happened. As I began to loosen my grip from my message, like, look, I'm not totally mystical or anything like that, but I really believe in my private moments as I was praying about your secret name when it was fresh, I really think that God kind of said to me, okay, Carrie, this is a message that has power. This is a message that has potential. And if you want to hold on to it and you want to get all the glory, all the credit, and you want to touch all the seeds and you want it to be all about you, then go ahead and do that. And what will happen is that message will die. That message will essentially crash with a big thud and not many people will be impacted. Or, Carrie, you can let go of the message. You can empower others. You can believe in abundance. You can release control. And if you do, guess what? That thing may yield tenfold, 100-fold, 1,000,000-fold. And folks, I can say now, over 6 years later of that first book going out, Your Secret Name, that message has gone to the masses. And it's not because of me. It's because we showed other people how to speak, coach, and train on that content. We have a fantastic team. Oh man, you tell me what. When I begin to realize that the coaches, the speakers, and the trainers, they need tools, I go nutso to create the tools so that they have all my keynotes, all my PowerPoint slides, all my materials, my handouts, my bumper videos, you name it, enough so that they can lead their own Your Secret Name 5-week journeys or deeper path coaching cohorts or dream job boot camps. That's right. Every single coach, speaker, and trainer on our teams have everything that I have when I go out to the business world, the nonprofit world. And just as I get paid commissions and profits and lots of goodness, guess what? They get it too. I don't take any profit at all from my teammates. They get 100% of all their honorariums, profits, you name it, paychecks. Why? Well, here's what. It's a very small fee that we charge our teammates, enough to keep the team going. I'm not saying give it away absolutely free, because I do believe that people need to invest something. Where people's treasure is, their heart is. If you just say, hey, one, hey, all, anyone who wants to be certified on this, come, I think that's actually going to hurt you. I think it's not wise. You do want some form of quality control. But what I am saying is I don't like to manage people. What do I mean by that? I love to coach people. I love to mentor people. I love to invest in people. But I do not want to spend the best years of my life checking in and saying, hey, Julie, did you speak last week on this content? Oh, you did. So you know what? You owe me 10% or 50% or 90%. Look, you create teams like that, people are going to be resentful. People are going to, look, I want to raise up an army of entrepreneurs. And one of the ways you make people entrepreneurs is, quote, they apply. So we always have people apply to be part of our teams. We don't want just people who are going to take the message and use it for negativity. So yeah, we do have a very short application. You guys can see all this too, by the way, if you go to carrieoberbrunner.com, carrieoberbrunner.com/teams, with plural, right? CarrieOberbrunner.com/teams. And I encourage you, go over there. You'll see a video from me that welcomes people who might be interested. But then below that, we have our three teams, and it's really cool. I encourage you to check it out. Why? Because you might want to learn what I do. You might want to say, oh, this is how you have an application page. Oh, I get it. This is how you feature your content. So on carryoverbrunner.com/teams, you can click below the video and you can see, oh, here's your secret name. I want to help people discover their identity, who they are. Oh, there's the deeper path. I want to help people discover their purpose, why they're here. And oh, there's dream job coaches. I want to help people discover their direction, where they are going. And folks, we have a brief application that explains basically the message. Why would people want to speak, coach, and train? What results do they get? How do they get the results that they want? And let's just take a simple program of ours. For example, the Deeper Path Coaching Cohort. Again, I am pulling back the curtain today, and I'm sharing you exactly what you can do. So yes, you can have a team of speakers, coaches, and trainers. You can have an application form, but then what you want to do is empower your people. So in other words, what we have is we have a process where we take care of everything. So each of our programs, Your Secret Name has a Your Secret Name 5-week journey. The Deeper Path has the Deeper Path 10-week coaching cohort. The Dream Job coaches have Dream Job Boot Camp. So yeah, it's great for all these people to have all your keynotes, all your PowerPoints, all your handouts, all your templates, everything that you've done. But what you also do is you empower your coaches, speakers, and trainers so that they have in the field, you know, in the battle, they have their own program that they can resell. So let me just talk numbers for you for an example. So for years, when I did the Deeper Path Coaching Cohort, and here's another reason why I don't do all this anymore is because I am continuing to create more content and expanding the teams and doing my best work. And I don't have the time or the desire to do group live coaching on all three of my programs and be doing future exploration, content creation. In other words, I'm not just one and done. I don't just write one book, then I resell that coaching program for 50 years. I'd rather train the team to go out and do the live stuff, the live coaching programs. Then what I can do is I can do my own passive coaching programs and then continue to speak where I want to speak, travel where I want to travel. But it blesses the teammates because now they have tools in their toolbox. It expands your message, but it also frees you up because I know that if I'm not continuing to create and expand and grow, then I die. And if I die, that's not good. So this allows me to basically fill my tank and continue to be creating, exploring, all this stuff. But here's the numbers. So for example, when we do the Deeper Path, remember that's a 10-week coaching cohort. Folks, I used to do, when the content was just out, again, when content comes out, I basically take 12 months and I just pour myself into it just to get the message out there and just pump it, you know? But then after about a year, I get that itch and I want to start creating something else. But here's the point, the 10-week coaching cohort, I used to lead 2, 3, 4 of those at a time. Well, just do the math. That's a $497 program for a live coaching cohort. So you take $497 for 10 weeks group coaching, you multiply that times 10 people, and that's small. I used to do them with 20 people on the group coaching, and this was all virtual. So this was over the phone or over the computer, but let's just take 10 because that's, I try to be really realistic. If you have 10 people going through your Deeper Path coaching cohort, that's 10 times 497, that's $5,000. Well, what we do with our teammates is we massively deep discount the digital cohort. So basically, our coaches can resell the digital cohort, which includes 10 video modules, lifetime access, 10 recorded coaching calls, the manual, all kinds of bonuses. They resell that thing for $97. In other words, we give our teammates 66% off so that they can resell that to their clients for $97, but then they charge their client $497. Why? Because they're showing up every week and they're doing the live coaching with these clients. So now the clients, again, are investing $497 for 10 weeks to discover their purpose in life. I think that's worth it. Last time I checked. In other words, we put 100% satisfaction guarantee when I did these things. Why? Because I believed in it so much, and nobody ever wanted their money back. In other words, they thought, this is too cheap. $497 to find out my purpose in life and then to build a plan around that? Oh my gosh. Exactly. So essentially, 10 clients times $497 is $5,000. The coach keeps $4,000, and then 10 times 97, that's basically 997. That goes to pay for the digital cohorts for all 10 people. And again, 10 separate licenses, 10 separate digital cohorts. They love it because now they're feeling like, ooh, I get something for life. I get this content. When the coaching sessions are over, I can go back and listen to these things. Fantastic. The client's happy. The coach is happy. And we're happy. Why? Because the message went out. And our coaches and speakers and trainers are empowered. And now they're rocking and rolling with their business. And here's the other thing we do. We always let them customize it. In other words, we say, yeah, honor the intellectual property. But if you want to add your own branding, if you want to add your own stories, great. Like, this is a tool in your toolbox once you certify the people. So I hope this is making sense, that you basically create the content once and you go speak, you go coach, you go train on that as much as you want simultaneously or after you've done your big launch. You basically train up other speakers, coaches, and trainers who for the rest of their life can continue to earn influence, impact, and income on your content. It's actually genius. To do this business model. Why? Because you have happy teammates. It takes a lot of work to create content. And a lot of people say, I don't have the time to shoot 10 video modules and build a whole website around it and build passwords and licenses and then manage the tech support for that. We do all that for $97 a person for forever. Basically, people are getting Your Secret Name 5-Week Journey digital, Dream Job Bootcamp digital, Deeper Path Cohort digital, and then our coaches, speakers, and trainers, they come around and bundle their products and services to that. They naturally upsell their clients because they're doing the physical coaching, the physical training, the physical speaking. But then again, everyone's happy. And here's the crazy thing. I don't think people realize this. So we don't get a dime. We don't get a dime of the profits of your coaching, of your speaking, of your training. We don't. Now you might say, Carrie, well, where are you making your money? We have a small fee to join our team. I really think, as I said, I really think you need to charge people a small fee to be part of your team. It's small. It's ridiculous. This is a business in a box or a ministry in a box. We even hook people, like I said, we even hook people up with their own email address. So julie@yoursecretname.com, their own bio, their own headshot, their own links back to their business. So we allow all of our people to get the benefits of our traffic. So this is a business or ministry in a box. It's plug and play. I say ministry because Your Secret Name is definitely more of a faith-based message. But Deeper Path and Dream Job Bootcamp, I've done those in corporate world for years now. And the corporate world wants their employees engaged, hence the Deeper Path. They want people who are severanced out or transitioned out to do a dream job boot camp. Many times companies will actually pay you to take their people who are going to be recently let go, who say, look, we understand you need training. Here, do dream job boot camp. We'll pay for it. And now suddenly your coach is getting paid by the company to transition the people into their passion. How cool is that? So I don't know of another way where people can so easily get started with a side hustle and create their own speaking, coaching, and training business around the content that you've already created. After their first client or their first cohort, they've made more than four times back, more than four times back from their first one of what they've invested in the team. It's crazy. So our teammates love this. We have over 100 certifications that we've issued already, and we've just done this privately. In other words, this podcast is the first time I'm ever talking about it live. We are actually opening up all of our teams for the first time ever publicly. So you might say, well, how'd you get 100 certifications in the past? These were only people who basically asked us and said, Carrie, I've gone through the content myself. I've experienced transformation. Please, please, please let me be certified on this because I want to take other people in the same journey that I've gone through. And we said, fine, we will certify you on it. So this was kind of all just, obviously, it was intentional. It's not like we just fell off the edge someday and said, oh, let's create a team. Like, this was purposeful and intentional, but we have never gone out publicly and really promoted this thing as a team. It's always been an insider thing. Well, for the first time ever, for only 1 week, like literally, today's August 8th, 2016. Next week, it's over. We give a 1 week window where we are saying all the people who want to apply for this amazing opportunity, you have 1 week. We're opening today applications. And then immediately once you apply, we will get back with you very quickly. We have people on standby. Our team knows this is coming. And that's it. Why are we only opening it for 1 week only? Because I'm writing Elixir Project book. We have Author Academy Elite, our program that helps authors write, publish, and market their books. We got a lot of things going on over at Igniting Souls. So I don't have time to perpetually say, hey, everybody, if you want to be a teammate today. No, this is like, do you want to be a teammate? Do you want to have a coaching, writing, coaching, speaking, and training ability on content already created for you, already set? All the details are there, all the scripts, all the keynotes, all the video and technology. Everything is there for you. Plus, you get a branded email with your name at yoursecretname.com, at dayjobtodreamjob.com, at deeperpathbook.com. You have your headshot. You have your bio. You have links back to your business. You have everything you need to start your first Your Secret Name 5 week journey, Deeper Path Coaching Cohort, or Dream Job Bootcamp. You have every single thing that you need to go today and start that. Now, why would we do that? Well, guys, I'm going to give you Certify, C-E-R-T-I-F-Y, C-E-R-T-F-Y, Certify. I'm going to go down and give you quickly, because we've already gone 23 minutes in, and I want to give you quickly, again, the podcast is called How to Become a Thought Leader and Certify People on Your Own Content. I'm telling you how we do it. I'm telling you how we allow our speakers, coaches, and trainers to make this happen, the profit business model, if you will. But I also want to show you how you can do this for you. So I'm going to give you Certify. This is going to give you rationale. It's going to give you reasons about why you want to do this, and it's going to show you how. If you do not go to carryoberbrunner.com/teams, you're missing out. Everything is there. Watch how we did it. Go there. There's a video. Then each one has a application page. Each one shows you what you get. Each one has testimonials. Look, folks, don't make it more complicated than it is. Check it out. I believe in you. That's why I'm giving away this massive secret of how to do this. Here's the other thing. I will never, ever, 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 ever have Carrie Oberbrunner coaches, speakers, and trainers. Why? Because it's foolish. because I don't want to be arrogant. Oh my gosh, if I think I need to certify people on me, I think that's a little bit arrogant, and I think it's a little bit anti-biblical. Last time I checked, you were created with your own unique talents, gifts, abilities. Folks, you are you. You are not me. Why would I certify you on being me? That's like the most idiot thing I've ever heard of. I'm going to certify you to be me? Okay. Now, listen, last time I checked, God made you. Now, I will certify people on tools to make their own branding and business better. Absolutely. But I just think it's crazy when people need to be certified on somebody else. What am I going to do? Am I going to be certified to be Brad Pitt actor? Come on, folks. I think he looks a little bit different than me. He's got hair. He doesn't have a girl's name. There's only one Brad Pitt. I certainly don't need to be a certified Brad Pitt actor. Last time I checked, no one would hire me as a certified Brad Pitt actor. Why? Because they know I'm not him. So I don't certify people on me. I certify people on content, on tools. Am I certified on things? You bet. I'm certified to administer the DISC test. I'm certified on other things. Why? Because it's a tool in the toolbox, but I'm not certified to be somebody else. That's kind of crazy. So here we go. Let's go quickly through certify, C-E-R-T-I-F-Y. And again, folks, we have a 7-day window. So some of you are listening to this for one reason. You're saying, ooh, I want to certify people on my content. I want to be a thought leader. Fantastic. One of the greatest ways you can do this is to see how we do it. So I think it might be wise for you to have one of our tools in your toolbox and see how we do it. And then when your book, your content comes out, replicate it. Do your own certification. But here's the C. C stands for coaches. So it's C-E-R-T-I-F-Y, certify. Coaches. Why? Because folks, I cannot reproduce myself. I cannot coach all day long, 24/7, and still ignite 1 million souls, which is my 2020 goal. I can't. So I need to have other people who are certified to coach. Why? Because you know people I will never even meet. You know people and you have influence with people that I don't even have any influence with. Look, you might say, Carrie, well, you know what? I have an autistic child. Fantastic. You could be certified on the deeper path and help people discover their purpose as the parent of an autistic child, a special needs child, whatever. Folks, you have a unique DNA, a unique personality, and you have inroads with people. We have people who have a big heart for people who've been human trafficking. Fantastic. These people are your secret name certified, so they can go take your secret name into the human trafficking world. We have educators who can take it into the education world. True story, we have counselors who are certified on your secret name so that they can help their clients in the counseling room. Folks, every single one of our products, our teams, allows you to take who you are and be your branded coach. I hope that makes sense. Awesome. Let's go into E, empowerment. Empowerment. This is huge, folks. Look, if you want a very small footprint in the world when you leave, if you want small influence, small impact, small income, great. Choke your message. Be scarcity minded. The early bird gets the worm. Look, last time I checked, that story is a lie. There is more than one worm, and you don't have to be the earliest to eat. See, we teach our kids from a young age, scarcity, scarcity. If you don't take yours, someone else is going to take it. No, no, no. There's plenty to go around. And when you empower other people, look, you don't have to be on an airplane then every week. I don't want to be on an airplane every week. I'm rarely on an airplane. I love to be around my family, my wife, my three kids. I love to be at home for dinner. I love to only take the ones that make sense for me. And I'm going to share with you guys a little bit here. There are some organizations that can't afford you as the main speaker. You're the author. They can't afford your fee. Well, fantastic. You either have to say no to these people and make them feel bad, or you basically say, fine, you guys can't afford my fee, no problem. There's five other coaches that can speak, or there's five other speakers that can speak on this content. Their fee is set at their own rate. Why don't you contact them? Go to this page, click their email, and you can do it. Your speakers love you for that. You're giving them speeches. I mean, you're basically saying, no, I can't work. Look, if you go and discount your speech all over the place and say, well, you know, I know you can only afford 1/10 of what I can pay, but yeah, I guess I'll do it. You're actually going to be resentful. You are going to not enjoy what you do. Your family's not going to be happy because now you need to do 10 talks and be around 10 times, be away from them 10 times more just to equal one. They're going to begin to be resentful. You're going to burn out. You're going to start having basically a family system that is not supportive. Instead, when you could say, oh, fantastic, you can't afford my fee, no problem, there's other speakers right there. And again, they're happy because they're newer. They're getting paid well still, but they're newer to the content and the value they bring isn't as high, and that's okay. Then once they become master speakers in the content, fine, then they can charge a higher rate. All right, next let's go to ROI, return on investment, ROI. Folks, the reason why you want to certify people is the massive ROI that you see. Sure, you're getting paid a little bit for people to be part of your team, and that's cool. You know, we take that and we reinvest it in the business. It's fantastic. We love to certify the right people on the content. But the ROI is unbelievable. It gives you more margin. It gives you more balance. It scratches the itch that I've already told you where I need to be creating. Look, if I'm just maintaining the same message forever, I get bored. But what I do is I kind of circle my content. So guess what? A few weeks ago, I went and I spoke on day job to dream job. Then this month, I'm speaking on deeper path. And then 2 weeks from now, I'm actually going to the school to talk on your secret name. And that's more of a gift. I can give away that now to all these kids that need to hear about your secret name so that they can stop struggling with their self-image and the labels that young people put on each other. Now I can gift that away guilt-free when I go there and essentially, why? Because I have other passive income that's coming in. Folks, this is meant to be this way, where you are a giver. And it's fantastic. So the ROI, the return on investment, is amazing. I am so glad that we have done this. T, trainers. So it's C, coaches, E, empowerment, R, return on investment, T, trainers. I love when people are equipped. I love to go on the internet, no joke. And this has happened. This has happened so many times. I'm in my own world. And then I go online and I say, oh, look at that. One of your secret name coaches is having a whole 2-day event in Alabama or Arkansas or New Zealand. Or look at that in the UK, Jill Scott. Folks, I love it. It's fantastic. People are going all over the world. They're depositing those little seeds that I talked about in the beginning. They're getting compensated. People's lives are being changed. You're with your family doing what you want. And it's amazing. Folks, this is unbelievable when you do this type of certification. It is actually selfish, and it's actually, I think, very limited thinking for you to only hold on to your message and say, I'm the only one who can share this content because I'm the only one who knows how to do it. Folks, imagine that. I mean, I'm a person of faith. And I believe that if Jesus would have held his message that way, look, the message would have died. He gave it away. He told people, go share this thing wherever you go. And guess what? It's grown. That's your choice. Do you want to see this thing grow, your content, or do you want to see it die? Now, again, in today's world, fine, certify people on it. That's what we do. We certify people on it so that there is some standardization so that they don't have to recreate the wheel, so that they don't have to put their blood, sweat, and tears into creating all the tools and resources so that they can resell the digital cohort or the digital Your Secret Name 5-Week Journey or the digital boot camp at a ridiculously low rate and then bundle their own coaching services with it. We get it. It's a business model, but it's unbelievable. All right, next we have I influence. I love this one. I love to talk about this one. I'm going to go quick here. I've never been to New Zealand. I've never stepped foot in New Zealand. And yet, in New Zealand, the message has gone forth. People have gone and spoken and trained and coached others on my content. They've made it their own. They're certified on our content. And then they go and essentially create a whole thing in New Zealand. I've had this happen in Colombia, Honduras, Uganda. I mean, you name it. All over the place. Our certified Canada, huge Canadian representation. People go and they then speak, coach, and train. And here's the crazy thing. The influence is off the charts. Everyone talks about passive income, right? Passive income, so cool. You go to bed at night, you wake up, there's checks in the morning. I get it. I have all kinds of passive income streams coming in. It's very cool. I kind of say, oh, where did that come from? Oh, I forgot we even had that thing going on. But here's the point. What's even cooler to me, this isn't just lip service. This is absolutely true. Money comes and goes. Money's a tool. Money doesn't ruin you. It reveals you. I mean, you guys have heard me talk about this a lot, but when you get an email from someone who says, we've never met, but I was in New Zealand, I was in Honduras, I was in Colombia, I was in Uganda, I was in Canada, and I was in Texas, I was in New Jersey, Desiree, one of our trainers over there, and I heard the message, I heard the content, it changed my life. Folks, when you get those emails, that is better than checks, because now you know someone's life was changed, but you didn't have to burn out your family. You didn't have to, you know, basically crash and burn because you're trying to change the world by yourself. No, no, no. Your speakers, coaches, and trainers, they're out there changing the world. And all you've done is you've empowered them. All right, let's go to F. Focus, focus, folks. Focus is so important. Focus allows me to do what I do. It is so important to take care of yourself. Folks, if you do not love what you do, you won't do it very long. I love what I do because one of the reasons why I certify people is it allows me to maintain the focus that I have, which is my faith, my family, my clients. It allows me to have massive laser focus, which is my opus. If you've heard me talk about that before, that's the whole deeper path message. Huge shout out to my coach, Chet Scott, of many years ago. But he is still rocking, still crushing it. But here's the point. It allows me massive focus. I am now focused on Elixir Project. But as I mentioned before, for 7 days only, 7 days, we open up the team first ever time globally, carryoverbrunner.com/teams. Then after 7 days, we're closing it up and I am focusing again on what I'm needing to do, my call, my divine destiny. Here's the point though. We support our coaches, speakers, and trainers every day. As I mentioned, every day they can jump on our private coaching group and have access to me and say, hey, I got a question about this. Hey, I got a question about that. Hey, what do I do before this session of the talk? Everything they need is there. Everything is fully resourced, but it allows me to maintain my focus. And then lastly, I love this one. I had to find a word for why. There are not many words for why in the world. So if your name starts with a why, you are very unique. You are very precious. I think of one of our authors, Yolanda, okay, with a Y. But here's the point. Why is the word yawp? Now, if you've watched Dead Poets Society, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Yawp. Remember that from Walt Whitman poem? but a yawp is a loud speech. And I needed to come up with a why, and I wanted to come up with a why, and I wanted to say the word yawp on a podcast. So if you are happy that I said the word yawp, Y-A-W-P, please tweet that out to me. I will retweet you. Just put yawp. We'll see how many yawpers we get, right? It's a fun word. Come on, you gotta have fun. But here's the point. I love that movie, but I also love what yawp represents. So in the movie, Todd, who's played by, I believe, Ethan Hawke, I believe. I'm not good with actors and actresses. Creating my own content, not watching everybody else's, right? But hey, I like movies too. I like movies. They actually inspire me. A lot of movies inspire me to, when I'm trying to create my own content, I just go watch a movie and get inspired. But here's the point. Todd was shy. Todd was scared. Todd was embarrassed by himself. Todd thought he had nothing of value. And actually, there's a lot of coaches, speakers, and trainers who are thinking the same thing. What do I have? In fact, you as a future content creator might be thinking that right now. No one would ever be certified on my content. Why am I special? Who am I? Look, who are you not to? The more you dial into who am I? I got nothing. What could I ever do? Who's the focus? You. You're focused on you. Stop focusing on you. You do have something good. You do have something of value. And the sooner you believe that, A, you need to convince yourself. B, once you're convinced and you become on fire, you become a soul on fire, people around you say, dang, what's going on? Why is this person so on fire? Ooh, look, they wrote this book. Maybe that's it. Ooh, I love it. It changed my life too. Ooh, can I be certified on it? Folks, that's how it happens. Get off the negative thinking. But Todd stands up in the front of the room. Robin Williams spins it around, tells him to give a big yawp. And what does he do? He becomes alive. He becomes on fire. And that scene from that movie has always been one of my favorite because that is my goal. Look, I'm not Robin Williams. I'm not Mr. Keating or whatever his name was, John Keating in the movie or something like that. I'm not that guy. I'm me. I'm Carrie. I'm a bald guy with a girl's name. But if I can take people to the front of the room, spin them around, empower them, make them go live, off script, get in flow. Ooh, I love that. See, I just thought of a new thing. I'm going to write that down. That's why I create content, because you guys help me be my best. Got a really cool illustration now. Thank you, people, friends, tribe. But when I can do that, there is nothing more satisfying in life. Why? Because people did that for me. I can literally go through the people in my mind, Mr. Tim Moore, my advanced history teacher at high school, Mr. Herb Bateman, Dr. Herb Bateman, who beat the crap out of me. And just kept pushing me in Greek class when I wanted to give up in seminary over and over again. Push, 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 push. He developed in me this tenacity. Folks, Carl, who stuck up for me. Jill, who was a counselor to me. I can go through so many mentors. Chet Scott, as I've already mentioned. My wife, Kelly. David, my business partner. So many people. You have invested in me, and it makes me grateful. It makes me full of gratitude. It makes me want to give and change the world. So let's do this thing together. This is Carrie Oberbrunner, Be a Soul on Fire, episode 80, how to become a thought leader and certify people on your own content. And folks, you gotta check out our teams for a number of reasons. CarrieOberbrunner.com/teams. One, I want to invest in you. I want you to go out with your own fully resourced tools in your toolbox and go ignite souls. I want you to have an easy business in a box, ministry in a box. I want you to be part of the Igniting Souls Tribe, the Facebook page where I can invest daily in you. I want you to be part of something epic. Folks, like I said, after you do your first event, your first gig, your first client, you will have more than four times earned back what you've invested in the team financially. And then we're just speaking finances. The amount of impact and influence you gain is unbelievable. I can just think of every, I can't think of all of them because there's too many, but I can think of some of our speakers, coaches, and trainers right now, their faces And I am so excited. Jeannie is doing her next one this fall. Daphne is doing her next one this fall. Jeff Kramer has done a bunch of these things. Folks, it is unbelievable. It is so exciting to see these people on fire, taking the content, putting it around their brand and their business, and going out and igniting souls. I want you with me. I'm asking you, carryoverbrunner.com/teams. There's a video. There's all the details you need. We got 7 days. The timer has started, and I look forward to seeing your application. And hopefully, if it's a fit, and by the way, this is a fit for you too. This isn't just, oh, if you apply and we think you're good, we'll accept you. You're kicking the tires. You're saying, do I want to be part of this? Ooh, I want to look at the content. I want to look at the deliverables. What do I get? Fantastic. Make that wise choice. We stand on all of our teams and the service we provide for you. So go ahead, check it out. And I want to hear stories about you certifying your content down the road as well. So if you're an Author Academy Elite student, great. I want to hear about you certifying people on your content down the road. All right, folks, we got more surprises coming later in August. We'll talk to you later.